welcome to Aspire. I'm really grateful you're here. This Aspire podcast is being aired and recorded for May the 6th, 2023. And we're going to look at a subject that is very, very important. And I don't know how to emphasize this as vital to your life, and if you're even considering an authentic spiritual practice, which most people aren't. So, but I am going to offer this anyway. I have 2 days here with the same person, Philip from Chicago, and he emailed me a beautiful, beautiful email, very well written, and wanted to have me answer these two questions. We're going to do the first one today and the second one tomorrow. So it's all about reward. He asks in his email, how do any of us do anything or live without the idea of reward or equal compensation, he said, at least. And then he goes into his philosophy about it, which is the one that most people basically have. If you earn something, you should be paid for it, and blah, blah, blah. So I am going to try to answer this question, not from the point of view of the pedestrian mentality or the collective unconscious or the conventional mindset, okay? To really understand the answer to this question is to live without the idea of right and wrong, good and bad. And this is a very difficult thing for most of us to do because we live in the confines of a lifestyle that is based in right and wrong, good and bad. You do right things should happen to you, justice for all, that kind of thing. But it doesn't work like that. It doesn't at all. And this is why people have questions about why do, quote, end quote, good people suffer such terrible things. It isn't a matter of reward. When you do something that is beautiful, it isn't a matter of reward. And if you do something terrible, it isn't a matter of punishment. Each and every one of us has our own karma. And we are here to experience that karma until we are ready to experience life, big L. Our living consists of karma, going back and forth with all the things that we have set into motion, both in this world and previous lifetimes. So with all that being said, you never really know what you're dealing with when you're seeking a reward. Let's say you do something very kind, very compassionate, extremely generous. And the person doesn't thank you, or you don't see any quote-unquote reward or kickback in the world from all of that. Well, there might be something to consider. Nothing is happening the way Gregory Penn thinks it's happening. And nothing is happening, Philip, the way you think it should and is happening. You have no idea, nor do I, of the things that are going on in the background as we give and forgive. When I give anything to anyone, I am forgiving. What am I forgiving? Well, first of all, that forgiveness goes into many aspects of people's lives that I just have no awareness of that I have hurt in the past, or that I cling to in this world as maybe my posse, the people I hang around with. But the truth of the matter is the goodness that comes out of being merciful and generous is not something that is rewarded in and of the world necessarily. It might liberate you from some aspect of yourself that needs liberation, like fear, selfishness, pride, vanity. You don't know. I don't know. This is why Jesus, in the Beatitudes, emphasized, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Everything I do, comes back to me in different forms. Forms I may not understand. Forms that may not manifest for years later, maybe in lifetimes later. I don't know. But I don't do things because I'm going to get a reward. You do things, or at least this person, Gregory, does things, not for the sake of reward, but for the sake of compassion, of really understanding the nature of compassion and forgiveness. There is nothing that we need more as human beings than that of forgiveness and compassion. There is nothing. We have all done in this world and previous worlds, many, many things. Things that were very painful. Things that caused a great deal of pain in the lives of other people. And sometimes we didn't even know it. Just think of the pain that you've invoked on animals that you have eaten. Just think about that. I mean, that alone. So how can any of us do anything, you ask, without the sense of reward? Reward is a selfish thing that the human being wants. And we have made up this selfishness through money and the making of money and learning how to coddle it or hoard it or consider it the matter of a person's worthiness. All of this is pure craziness and has nothing to do with the reality of a given situation. So let me say this to you, Philip. It's all about love. It's about me entering into the sphere of love without being selfish. When Greg is involved in anything, it is ugly. It is conditional. But when Greg is not involved in anything that he is doing and is doing it because he can, because he's been called upon to do it, because he sees a bigger picture, he recognizes there are many aspects of life that are beyond his comprehension. The mystique of the mystical goes beyond the comprehension of Gregory Penn and his ideals, his sense of gravitas about his own life, which is merely selfish pride. So once I understand that, then everything I do is a gift. And that gift becomes more of a gift because as I keep giving and giving, it starts healing different parts of my life, changing different parts of my living that I am unaware of, that I have said and done. I all of a sudden feel eventual liberation. In that liberation comes what is really important, and it's not reward, it's oneness with love, oneness with the goodness of your nature. This is a very hard thing for people to realize because they're so busy thinking that what it is that they want and what it is that they should have and what it is they deserve is something that is based on what it is they've done. And in a way, it's true, and in a way, it's not. Just give because you can. Give because there is love in you. The presence of love is increased the more we seek to give without reservation, without the idea of getting some sort of reward for something that we think we've done that might break our genetic strain or be more than most people would do in comparing ourselves to others, which is truly a foolish thing to do. As I always say to all of you, this whole life is about let love live you. Let it live you. And don't be worried about what's coming next. Let love live you. Philip, thank you for your beautiful question. I'll answer your second one tomorrow. Have a wonderful one. I hope this helped you. I really do. Thank you for listening. And as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.